Betsy Wallace, the CFO and managing director for the Sundance Institute, said the COVID-19 outbreak last spring had the same impact on them as other nonprofits felt.
You know, a year ago, we were in a much different environment. We were in our capital campaign. We were moving forward on it. But when COVID hit, as did almost every single nonprofit in the United States, capital campaigns were put on hold. And ours was put on hold with everything else. We saw donations. You know, folks were really trying to decide, could they make donations? Could companies make donations? Could foundations, you know, help us? And at this point, we are still in a pause.
She said the Sundance staff took some time off after the 2021 festival, and now they will figure out where they go from here.
But it is just because we just came off the festival 4 or 5 days ago and trying to figure out what our next steps are. You know, for the Arts and Culture District, we've been big supporters of that district since we were approached by the city. So we're all sort of trying to figure out where we're coming, where we're landing, where we're going. And I think it was just a matter of time, which the city did give us and understands that a nonprofit is not like a for-profit. We rely on donations from folks and contributions and ticket revenue from big festivals.
Sundance Managing Director Betsy Wallace. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.